Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about the 28th annual Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Spring Craft Show. It's coming up this Saturday. Jackie Wicke in with us here this morning to visit. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you been?
Doing great.
Good. A lot of work putting this together?
Well, we do it, have done it for so many years that I just keep the list and just got to remember to make all the orders. I take care of kind of the concession stand part, advertising, things like that. Becky Bonney is our co-chair, and she kind of takes care of the vendors, and we've got that pretty much on email anymore, and it's gotten really simpler.
Yeah. If you're a vendor and thought maybe it would be neat to be a part of this, you could probably still handle a few, but they better call fast?
Oh, sure could. Yep. We could give our numbers here and could still get in. We're not totally full this year at this point right now.
Still a few opportunities there. But you've got a good selection of types of vendors
for
folks to enjoy.
Oh, we sure do. We've got always a good bunch. You know, spring is never quite as big as the fall shows, but it's a good selection. Right now we've got several different jewelry vendors signed up, some Tupperware, yard art, clocks. There'll be some food things, honey. There'll be rugs and crocheted items, table runners, floral arrangements, horseshoe art, Pampered Chef, Norwex. They'll have t-shirts, sweatshirts. The Hypnosis guy will be there again. And somebody that does wood scroll saw crafts. So it'll be something for about everybody.
Yeah, you've got a wide range there.
Sure
What's
do.
Popular? What's popular at these shows?
Jewelry seems to go, or food.
Stuff that you can, well, of course, food always is popular, but things that you can kind of take some time and kind of look through and
look
browse
through.
A little bit.
Yep.
That's probably what a lot of folks are doing, is a lot of their browsing there,
too. That's true.
Yeah.
And the t-shirt lady is very popular.
Ah, I can see that.
People look forward to her sweatshirts and t-shirts. So.
Yeah, personalize some gifts, perhaps.
Yep.
Well, lots of good opportunities there. Very good.
Of course, we'll be away from Easter by then, but there'll be a lot of holiday things, you know, you can look forward to for summer, too. So.
Oh, there are plenty of holidays coming up. You got Mother's Day and Father's Day coming
up.
Oh,
you betcha.
We got plenty of good ways to spend some money. You betcha. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you do with this, because it's great to have fun and get people together to be able to sell some things, but, you know, a lot of it is what you're doing on the backside. You're generating some funds to help out with the projects that are important to the group.
We are. We're a very active organization in our community, and we give back a lot of money. Our fundraisers of the craft show, fall and spring, have been very, very good for us. And plus, recently, we just sponsored the Exit 113 band, and that has helped us to be able to up our scholarship funds, which that's what we work for, is to give out scholarships and give back to the community.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Pretty well attended?
Very well attended. We're very happy with it, yes.
Had a good time. I had a chance to visit with the lead singer, Jill, I believe her name was, a few weeks ago. Very engaging lady. We talked on the phone, but sounded like she was going to scold anybody who didn't get up and dance. Good times.
I'm sure the floor was full.
I'm sure there's a reason that you have them back.
Yes,
every year.
Yes.
They sure enjoy it. So, well, very good. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun here doing these things. Mm-hmm. Is it tough to coordinate a couple of events like that so close together?
Yeah, we kind of really wear out our workers, but but we come back at it. So,
you bet.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, we started to talk about a little bit about what the money is used for and things too. And
okay.
You've got scholarship programs. You guys are very involved locally.
Yes. Our scholarships, we have a couple that we manage for someone. The one is the Bev Mendenhall Memorial, which goes for a nursing scholarship. Another one is called the Penny Collins Scholarship that she gives to any STEM, science, technology students, and that has to be a female. She felt like she was overlooked a lot in her early years of working into those her category of of work, and so this is what she gives, tries to give back for someone to get ahead that way. And then our scholarships that we give from the group can be a man or a woman going to a non-traditional student, that being someone out of high school for at least 5 years. Maybe they've already been to college and they're trying to go on and get their master's or whatever, or someone that hasn't gone to college yet and has just decided, okay, kids are in school, I'm going to try it now. Which we've got some on both sides of that right now from our previous winners that have been very grateful to that help. There's not a lot out there for non-traditional students.
And there are a lot of non-traditional students.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, you bet. There are a lot of folks taking advantage of those extra opportunities. So
it's we've nice been able to give $2,000 scholarships now, so that $1,000 really kind of helps.
Oh, that's excellent. What are the kind of things do you do in the community then, too? Because you guys are involved in a lot.
Yes, we are. We give back a lot. We fix meals occasionally for at the community meal program at the Parish Center. Every year in the summer and at Christmas time, we help the Atlantic Theater with their free movies. We give money to the Table of Mercy for the homeless, and that's out of town, but we do a lot of things around here, too. The Haiti Mission we've supported for the United Church of Christ. We do a lot for the Cass County Fair with the trophy programs. We've got about 7 or 8 of those that we give every year now. We give to the concession stand there. We help out the Atlantic High School swim team. We did help with the 3D mammography machine that the Cass County Hospital Foundation was bringing out. We usually help with the Easter egg hunts and providing prizes, things like that. Every year when the Cass County Hospital does the every 15-minute program, we've been involved in that. Another one of our big projects is we have a 5-year, $500 commitment to the Ann Wickman Center. And that's a big thing for us. The Nishna Valley YMCA, we're in the banner program there, so you can see us hanging on one of the sides there as you're up there exercising. The police department, we've been involved with the Shop with a Cop program. High school swim team and the specialty care. The Atlantic Library for their summer reading program. So we try to give back as much as we can. And to the fireworks, we always give that for what they need there too. So.
Well, a lot of folks probably help generate that revenue by supporting the different things you do, so you try to spread it out and help as many folks as you can.
Yeah, we sure do, and we get lots of requests, and there's a committee that kind of go through everything, and we usually try to give a little bit to everybody, but because of these successful fundraisers, we've been able to raise that budget too in the last couple of years to a lot more than what we were able to do before.
Outstanding. Well, let's get back to the business at hand here. We've got the craft show coming up this Saturday, April 7th. Tell them everything they need to know.
Okay, there'll be a 50-cent admission when you come in, but that really is just to kind of help us to know how many people come in the door. That's important to the vendors as they call and reserve a spot. They always ask us how many people go through that day. And we've go anywhere from 350 to 450. That's a lot of people in a one-day show, you know, in a six-hour time frame. And that 50-cent admission will enable you to be eligible for a door prize. We give door prizes about every 20 minutes. Each one of our vendors will give us an item to be given out, and we draw the tickets about every 15 minutes or so. And then from the kitchen, we'll also be having the concession stand, which is part of our big fundraiser for that. We'll have our Sloppy Joes that we make every year, potato salad, hot dogs, ham salad, and homemade pies.
Very good. Lots of stuff. So a lot of people got a hand in this.
You bet. And we've always got to-go containers, too. So if you want to take it home for supper that night also, that'd be great. We can do it.
Excellent. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's at the Cass County Community Building. So you know there's plenty of room to be able to move around and see a lot of things and plenty of time. I assume folks come in. Some spend a little time. Some spend a lot of time. Some know exactly what they want. Others, as we said, need to browse a little bit.
Yep, and, you know, there's a lot of groups that they just kind of meet there and have lunch, you know, and they'll go and browse a little bit, come back and have some more coffee or something. So it's a meeting place, too. Come out and have a great day.
And we've got to kind of throw a wider net out there, too, on this, because it's not just the ladies.
That's right.
The guys will come out, too.
We've got a lot of the guys for the vendors, you know, that they make crafts, you know, in their retirement years. There's a lot of the fellas out there that come in, you know, for the vendors.
You bet. So, guys, you can come out and help support, too. It helps a lot of good projects here in the community. Excellent. 28th Annual Spring Craft Show, sponsored by the Atlantic BPW. Again, this Saturday, April 7th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's at the Cass County Community Building here in Atlantic. Concessions, lots of good stuff, and you're helping community projects. And of course, local folks advance themselves through the scholarship programs as well. A lot of good reasons to come out and support. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.